Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. AJ left the body part in 2021.
Yes. Was a part of me. Now it's no longer.
Yeah.
It's gone now.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. You look fine.
Thank you.
What did you lose?
My belly button.
What?
It's gone.
What do you mean?
I had the umbilical hernia. It came out of my belly button.
Mr. Bubble.
Mr. Bubble, yes. He's gone. But it was my assumption that they were going to, repair the hole, put it, stuff everything back in there, and then cut away some of the skin that, stretched and basically rebuild me a new one. And then I'm over at a friend's house having dinner, and all of a sudden they're like, "Hey, your Band-Aid's on the floor." I'm like, oh, it's gross. Sorry about that. I pick up the Band-Aid, threw it away and everything. I didn't look at my belly button until next morning. And I'm like, I go to shave myself. And I look, and I'm like, oh my God, my belly button's gone. It is gone. I mean, I thought they'd make a new belly button. It's now just a slit, like a stab wound. Like this, I have this, instead of like that, like, oh no, look, I have like a mad look, like just like you're not gonna let women's like pissed at you and the lips are like pursed, like like that type of thing. I have a now instead of a freaking oh no, Yeah,
show Ashley.
Yeah, can I see it? Oh my God, it's gone. Where is it?
I'm like, I feel kind of like weird now. I'm like, I don't have a belly button.
It is. It's just like a little boop.
Yeah.
It's not open.
It looks like,
it's sleeping.
Like, when you eat something and like you're not quite sure if it tastes good, you're like.
It's thinking.
Yeah, your lips like, I don't know if I like this. So my belly button now goes. It's not like, oh no, anymore,
They stapled it shut or something.
They sewed it shut, yeah.
Ooh.
From the back?
From the inside.
From the inside. There's like a seam now. It's like a, it's hard to describe. It's kind of like a line.
Now the slant like is going left to right or
it's going
top
yeah,
to bottom?
It's going from left to right.
Okay. It's almost like a hyphen.
Yeah, I have a hyphen.
It looks like a coin slot, but sideways.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Go with that, yeah. Yeah, like you could put like a quarter in there.
And then I can play
in you?
Then
no.
I can play pinball.
I didn't say you can. No, it's not open. Wait. I mean it's the size of a quarter.
I've got a nickel.
That's good
all right,
for you.
Hold on. You guys do this on the Chaz and AJ Twitch.
Okay.
Channel.
There was no slot
I'm coming over
on.
To you.
Hold on, I want to turn it on.
There's
hold
no
on.
Slot to put it in.
Chaz and AJ TV on Google.
This
Chaz
is not going to work.
TV stream. Hold on. Enlarge.
I'm holding.
This is not going to work.
Okay.
There's no hole. It's just a seam.
I got a nickel.
If I put my car key in there, can I start you up?
Oh, this is nice. I get to see you guys. Nice flannel, Ashley.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, I've got a nickel.
Nickel in his... All right, so Ashley, you'll have to walk over to his area.
No problem. Here I go. All right.
This is so stupid because
all right,
there's
do it into
there.
The camera, AJ.
Yeah.
So we can see.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
All right,
here we go.
You got to turn the. Yes, thank you.
All right, ready?
There's nothing there.
Hold on, let's look. Hold on, we can't see.
That tickled.
Of course, she dropped it.
No, it doesn't go in. It fell out.
There's nothing there. I'm telling you, there's no hole. It's just a slit.
All right, I'm going to try again. One more time. Maybe I didn't put it in the right spot.
You're not going to make it go anywhere. There's nothing there.
Hold on. We can't see it. AJ, hold on.
So what did you do at work today?
Sorry, it tickles.
I tried to stick a nickel in AJ's belly button.
Yes, this is why we went Marconi.
AJ, you got to put the camera up to that thing so
here,
we can see it.
Grab it. There we go.
Oh, that's a real close-up of your face.
How's this?
Chaz and AJ TV.
Oh, there we go. All right, ready?
It's a little dark. No,
yeah, if you're going to show us, just
but
show
no,
us.
I want to see it. Hold on. I want to actually see it. Oh, yeah, that's...
Oh, wow.
Hold it still. Oh, my God.
It looks like a suction cup on an octopus tentacle.
Thanks, Phil.
It looks like someone got their bottom lip punched hard.
I don't even know where to put it.
Really?
Jesus. Hold on, AJ. What the hell happened down there?
You have an English what? Bulldog mouth for a belly button.
Wait! Bring that back, AJ. Try again.
I don't know. I was asleep the entire time. I woke up, and that's what I looked like.
We're talking about AJ's belly button.
Yes, of course.
Or lack thereof.
Which was lost during surgery. They left it on the floor of the surgery room.
You know, I felt like I kicked something on the way out.
I still want to try again.
There's no hole there. You can't put anything in.
You know, it looks like a kid sewed that up.
Thank you.
It does. It's like a lightning bolt.
It was a top surgeon who did it.
Learning to sew 101.
I guess it was that bad. That's what I got stuck with. I don't know.
Looking at that, it makes me question everything else that happened during that surgery.
Oh, thank you.
Did they warn you this might happen?
No, I was assuming I was going to wake up with a belly button again.
Poor AJ.
Now with Lipping McFeely over here.
It's like going through the car wash. It's like, anyone see my car antenna?
You're right. Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so I no longer have a belly button.
I wonder if there's a lost and found outside the surgery operating room.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you guys got a belly button in there? Huh? Hold on, let me see. We got a big toe. Yeah.
I found a flesh-colored donut. Is that it?
Yeah, there's a brown Cheerio.
Yeah, that could be something totally different. Yeah, that luckily they didn't sew that one. I'd be getting larger. But so I don't know. I thought about getting a tattoo of a belly button over it.
Can you imagine if they accidentally sewed your anus shut?
Well, isn't it most legislators?
He would explode.
I would.
Yeah. It'd just be like, AJ, you're gaining weight quickly.
Seriously, I can't stop. Yep. Yeah, so.
All right, well, everybody has a body deformity, right, of some sort?
I didn't have one originally, but yes.
Ashley's got the two toes that are stuck together.
Right. Yeah, I've got piece toes, and I'm honestly surprised I could hear. My ears are unusually small.
Okay, there's that.
Hey, you guys!
I got one toe that on my right foot that just is going the wrong way.
That's freelance.
Yeah, the rebel. Okay. How many people see your belly button?
Well, you know, I mean, I do take my shirt off on occasion. I want to see it.
You want to see it?
Yeah, well, I kind of wanted to have everything I was born with.
Yeah. Do you have your tonsils?
Yes.
Do you have your wisdom teeth?
Yes.
Do you have your appendix?
Yes.
Oh, me too. Well, way to go.
There you go.
You do have less teeth than when you were born, though.
Thanks for noticing, jackass.
No, when he was born, he had no teeth, no?
No, actually, I was born chewing.
That'd be funny if he was born with
That's how I got out. Like a piranha.
All right, so $20 to...
get a tattoo.
You're the first $20. How much would it cost to get a tattoo of a belly button?
I don't know. We already have a tattoo place. We could do it, so.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Never thought of that one. Tattoo a belly button.
Yeah. I had the thought immediately when I found that I had a slit instead of a belly button. I'm like, just tattoo a belly button there.
Yeah, you look like from The Dark Knight, the Joker's smile.
Thank you. I had to look it up. Appreciate that.
Dark Knight?
No.
Can you take a still of it, AJ, and send it to me so I could post it?
Think folks want to actually see that? Okay.
Yes.
Sure, why not? I need to find some nice mood lighting.
Hernia! That's hernia!
That's right.
Yeah, here's my belly button, this body, you know, overlooking sunset.
Yeah, you have to get...
Siren.
Yeah, you have to get the right mood lighting.
Exactly. I want, you know, make black and white do justice, you know.
I don't know what you just said, but fine.
Black and white will do it justice.
What else has... what can you correct with a tattoo? You know what I mean? I know some people, like if they're balding, they will have a bunch of little black dots.
Yeah,
so it looks like they keep their head shaved.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah. So that area looks like it has that like one day growth.
They call it micro dotting. Yeah,
there are
micro dotting.
Yeah,
there are tattoo artists that, you know, if a woman goes through breast cancer, will tattoo nipples.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty common.
Very medically
accurate.
Tattoo
nipples?
Yeah, if she gets her breasts removed, yeah.
No.
And those
they take everything. They take the nipple.
Sometimes.
So take the whole thing. Oh.
Yeah.
If there's malignant cells in it, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, like they'll just take it.
Yep.
And then so they don't have like a prosthetic piece they could put there. They tattoo it.
Yes.
Wow.
They look real. I mean, it's
really.
Amazing. Yeah.
In 3D,
that's a weird thing to Google, but I want to Google it now.
Right? Like, could you imagine that's your expertise? Yeah, I'm the nipple guy.
Yeah. There's actually a tattoo artist that does this. I'm not sure if she's in the U.S., but she practices tattooing nipples on herself, like on her legs and stuff, randomly, because she wants to do it right.
So she has like a whole bunch of nipples in her legs?
Yes.
That's not odd at all.
That is weird.
Seriously.
Now do the nipple, do the
nipples.
Yeah. See you Friday. Hold on.
Nipples.
Do the nipples lead someplace? Like, follow the nipples.
Right.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think she's a tattoo artist. She naturally has a lot of tattoos anyway, so she finds kind of empty spots on her legs and potentially her arms, and she practices. So
I don't even
does
know
it
what to
real.
Google there. Leg nipples.
Let's see.
You might get some totally different, like someone's a nipple on their leg.
Leg nipple tattoo.
Yeah, let's see.
Hmm. Look at name for a band.
Oh, okay. Story was from August. Tattoo artist.
Wow.
Yeah, inks nipples on herself as practice for cancer survivors.
Okay. It is a great looking nipple.
You can't
I see
just...
one. She used her ankle.
Mm.
You can't just like, get a piece of leather and do it on a piece of leather or something like that. You get to use your own leg.
It's a commitment to her craft.
Wow.
Okay.
And they look good.
It is very good.
Well, it's an octopus by now.
They're shadowing and everything else. Texture.
Wow, then I scroll down under these images, and then there's a picture. Is this America's worst tattoo? Question mark.
Is it no regrets? Like in the Milky Way commercial?
Dirk from Seattle, Washington lays claim.
Dirk.
It looks like a hot dog.
Right.
Hanging from a noose.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's a hot dog. I'm just guessing.
Right. Couldn't imagine.
All right, AJ. So is that our next project, our first project of 2021, getting your belly button tattooed?
Yeah, why not? I just got to wait for it to heal properly first, obviously.
Hmm.
I don't know what the incubation period is for healing.
You look pretty healed.
I think
you're
you
fine.
Should have like a giant eye blinking.
Oh, there's a thought. Or an oracle. Or a wizard. Or two hands trying to get out, like,
yes,
like something, like something,
yes, yes.
Like,
oh, that's good.
Yeah. Rambo.
Love it.
Yeah.
You could tattoo a nipple where your belly button used to be. That'll throw people off.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
You know, Sylvester Stallone doing like the arm wrestling where he's like,
over the top, yeah.
Oh, that'd be funny. His mouth is your belly button.
Oh, my God, yes.
Or like a prize fight. He has like black eyes and a busted lip.
Right, and his eye is your belly button?
Well, no, I was thinking his lips.
Getting lots of comments, AJ.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, one said that has to be fixed.
Thank you.
Oh.
We got to post a picture of it.
Okay.
Did you send me a picture yet?
No, not yet. I'm waiting
for the mood lighting just right.
Well, yeah, that, and also I want to do it on Twitch, you know, so. Looks kind of odd. I'm sitting there. You know, someone took a photo of that and be like, what's he doing? You know? Yeah, okay, I'm
right.
On cue, people.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Sue in Stratford. Hi, Sue.
Sue?
Hello?
Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
Curious.
Did you have something?
I have something.
Oh, good.
A couple things. For a tattoo for your belly button, I do a zipper.
A zipper?
I love it.
That's kind of cool.
That's great.
I also have no belly button due to a hernia surgery.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. And I work in the mental health field, and a lot of people that cut themselves, get tattoos over their cuts to make them flowers or vines, to do growth instead of remembrance.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, nice.
That is pretty cool.
That is cool.
That is cool.
I like that.
I like the zipper idea, Sue. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, I do.
Thanks for the work that you do.
That was my idea for my belly button.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Make sure you like the stone's mouth.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Can you put the microphone up against your belly button?
Okay.
Hi, belly button. How are you?
It's feeling pretty good this morning. Actually, if you turn the microphone to the other side.
Now we know where the caffeine concentrates.
Sean in Southington.
Yes. Hey,
hey.
Hey.
Hey. So my wife has actually had a double mastectomy. You guys were talking about the nipple tattoos.
Yeah.
Right.
They can swirl the skin before the ink is actually applied to give it the same texture of an actual nipple.
Oh, wow. Interesting. And painful, it sounds like.
Yeah, really.
It does sound a little painful.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a lot of research I did before she had the procedure. And, so they can actually, I don't know, maybe they can do it for a belly button, too.
Hmm.
How is she now?
Oh, she's actually great. So this was a pre-cancer diagnosis, but it runs in the family, so.
Good to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
You know, yep.
Exactly. Exactly. So it was more of a, we had our kids, we were ready to go. So we were done. And,
good.
You know, she would just take care of herself. But good. Yeah, so while we were doing some research, and that was one of the things that was, do I keep my nipples or do I, and luckily she was able to keep her own, but there was a procedure that, yes, they can actually do something with the skin to give it the same texture of an actual nipple before applying the ink.
Wow.
That's so wild.
I don't know. Maybe they can do it for Bella going for AJ.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
I need something to dry me up here.
Was that you? I thought Zorro was
that
here.
That was out my nose, by the way. Pat from Oddfellas said you should tattoo Sloth from the Goonies.
Hey, you guys!
Hi, guys!
Hey, you guys! Yeah.
We're coming up with ideas for AJ's weirdo belly button.
Yeah, something with a zipper sounds good.
It's like the zipper's a great idea.
Yeah.
Trying to come up with a tattoo to make it look presentable.
Put like a little emoji over it.
Craig and Seymour.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey.
I'm going to go a little backwards from the last lady because I know she was very nice and thoughtful. I'm going to go crude and disgusting. So... I know AJ loves cats, so I've seen a tattoo where they take the cat, and it's a shot from the cat backwards, and the cat's looking back.
So the cat's butthole, basically.
It's the cat's butthole where your belly button should be.
The cat doesn't have a slit for a butthole.
Yeah, he doesn't have a regular belly button anymore.
I need a hole
this
for that.
This one does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can make it work. You can just have a little depth on there.
Gotcha. Okay.
But from the last guy, with the flaw thing, I think if you did Chunk and had Chunk doing the awful shuffle where Chunk's belly button was, you can have it be your belly button.
There you go. See? I'm Goonies 2 down there.
There you go.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Have a
Thanks,
good one.
Craig. You too.
Sounds good.
Kathleen in West Haven.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, I think that AJ should get a biohazard on his stomach because we never know how many McRibs he consumes or what he's consuming when he's taking in and partaking in his extracurricular activities. Or better yet, who knows what Dr. Rao may have left in there on purpose.
Rao didn't do the surgery.
No, Dr. Rao didn't do the surgery.
Yeah, no.
But
blame him then.
You know, that's a great, thank you.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Biohazard.
I mean, I only had one McRib this last time around.
No, but it's funny because you don't know what the stuff that you
eat. I mean, look at half the foods we eat out there. We don't know what's in it.
Hold on. What's that, AJ's belly button?
It remains joyous no matter what. I could learn a lot from my belly button.
That's true.
That's funny. Okay. I wonder if the doctor left something in there.
Right, that would suck.
Like as a little, you know.
Hope it's money.
Oh, like a little surprise.
I hope it's
like
money.
A little surprise.
When this comes out.
Yeah.
The first woman firefighter in Fairfield in almost 30 years, Caitlin Clarkson Pereira. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you.
And no, thank you.
No, thank you.
For what you're going to do.
Exactly.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
What made you want to be a firefighter?
So I was really fortunate to grow up in the town where I've been hired, which is Fairfield. And I grew up idolizing firefighters. I watched them with awe. I thought that everything they did was spectacular, and their ability to problem solve and to help others was there was really no other job in the world that was like it. But growing up, you don't see a lot of women in the fire service. Today it's still very much a male dominated field. So I went the more traditional route for women, which was education. But as I continued on my career path.
What do you mean education? Like teaching?
Like fire safety?
Firefighters?
So I worked in higher education. So I worked at colleges around the state of Connecticut. So, and that was certainly a way to help individuals, but
that's great, but not the same thing.
Something missing. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I wanted to be able to help people in their most critical moments.
And then you became an EMT, right?
I did. I became an EMT in the height of the pandemic, which was an experience all in itself.
Good timing.
yes, good timing. And then actually was really fortunate to land a job as a vaccinator. So was able to vaccinate quite a few individuals last spring and summer, which was really good, a really good way to use some of those EMT skills and to prepare myself for speaking with and talking with a lot of people, right? That's a lot of what firefighting is now, is customer service and just being able to make people feel comfortable in uncomfortable times.
Why do you think there aren't a lot of women firefighters?
That is such a good question. And I think it starts with just the ability to...
Hello? We're losing you. You getting a phone call right now?
It was a snooze on my alarm. Just the ability to see other women as firefighters. Right now, the national average is about 4% for career firefighters who are women. And when you don't see other women in the job when you're growing up, I think it's easy to think, this isn't something that women are able to do. Because a lot of what's portrayed in the movies is brute force in firefighting. And thankfully, due to fire prevention, there's not nearly as much as brute force as required today as there was
like what
years
brute
ago.
Force? Like picking up a passed out individual and carrying them down a couple flights of stairs or a ladder?
Right. So what we see in the movies of walking into a building that's on fire and you can see straight across the room and there's someone laying on the floor and just picking them up, you know, cradle style as you would a baby and carrying them down the stairs. That's not not real life. Right. That's not what it's like to be in a fire. For you can't see anything. And it's very hot. So you're certainly not walking.
No, but let's talk about not the movie part of it, but like the training. Do you think the training is harder for a woman than it is a man?
The training is very intense, and it's for a relatively short period of time. I was fortunate to be able to go to the Connecticut Fire Academy for 15 weeks, which in the grand scheme of all that needs to be learned in the firefighting world, it's a lot of content to learn over a 15-week period. But it's done intentionally. And before you graduate, you have to pass not only written tests, but practical tests as well.
What was the hardest part of that test for you?
I think overall the hardest part at first initially, and then, you know, part of the instructors there, part of their role is to build up your confidence. But being confident, knowing, even though there were 71 of us in the academy class and 60, and then only six of us were women. And so to be able to see men doing certain skills and just being able to figure out what way worked for you as a woman, right? It doesn't mean there were things that I couldn't do. I just might have to tweak something and do it a little bit differently, knowing that in the end I could be just as successful. So like, just building the confidence. So, for instance, carrying a chainsaw up a ladder. So to go to a roof to cut vertical ventilation. So you can carry it in one hand. You have one hand. Let's say your left hand is riding the beam of the ladder, and you have the chainsaw in your right hand. Or one of the instructors showed us how to use a rope to create a harness, essentially, put it through the handle, and throw the chainsaw over your shoulder. So then you have both hands to go up the beam of the ladder.
You know, just that scenario, climbing a ladder with one hand, holding a chainsaw with another while you're going up to the roof of a burning building to cut. You know, you just forget the stuff that firefighters have to do.
I was even running accidentally and cut the whole ladder on the way up. What did you do, you idiot?
And then the ladder starts to separate and you have a foot on each side and an arm on each side. You're like, hey!
I'm on stilts.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Then your belly button would really be slanty.
Seriously.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities to, you know, to make mistakes when you're doing things that can be rather dangerous.
I'm your man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not easy. It's 15 weeks of it's like boot camp.
Yeah.
Right?
It is. It is. But it was certainly extremely rewarding. And like I said, we learned a lot. And the best part was meeting all the fantastic folks, right? The other recruits, the instructors, they're the ones who really make the experience. And we really, you know, helped each other as much as we could throughout the journey of the Fire Academy.
Well, you have to test really, you have to do very well to get into the Firefighting Academy, right? You have to.
Yes, that's yeah. correct. Yes.
So they take the top, whatever it is.
Yeah, we never make it.
Yeah, no, so we never make it.
Most towns have a written test that you take, and you have to get a certain score on that, and then you're invited to an interview of some sort with a panel, and then sometimes you have an interview with a chief or an assistant chief after that, and then the town hires you, and then they send you off to the Fire Academy. That's how Connecticut does it, at least.
Yeah, young Chaz was, when he was interested in becoming a firefighter, now he just loves working the ambulance. He loves being somewhere different every day and helping people. But when he was interested in being a firefighter, he would go to these town, test days, and there'd be like 1,000 people there.
Wow.
And they're going to take like 80 or whatever or less.
Right.
And he would run into people who were like, yeah, this is my 8th time testing here.
Wow.
Like these people, when you see a firefighter, they didn't just show up and say, I'd like to do this. It was a commitment way before they even started getting paid.
Yeah, I'm more of a rescue.
You like to be on the other side of it.
Someone's got to be rescued. That's me.
It's a lot easier that way, AJ.
Apparently,
you just have to hope the right people show up.
You can't just grab somebody by the leg and drag them out of the house like that. Down the stairs. Apparently, that's a bad thing.
Caitlin Clarkson Pereira, first woman sworn in as a Fairfield firefighter in nearly 30 years. You were sworn in when? Christmas Eve?
The week before Christmas, we were sworn in. Yeah, and my first shift was Christmas Eve.
First shift was Christmas Eve.
It was, yes.
Quiet night?
Actually, it was relatively quiet at the station that I was at. We weren't sure. In the past, there have been some fires on Christmas Eve, so we weren't sure if maybe we'd end up with some of that action. But no, it was relatively quiet.
Fat guy,
nice. You hope that.
Fat guy in a chimney once? Yeah.
There are chimney fires this time of year. That is something that happens.
Some guy in a red suit with a white beard.
Yeah, that's it. You never want to say the Q word when it's quiet.
No.
Yeah.
Right. No, only afterwards, not in the middle of it.
Right, after. Sure.
After you punch out, yep.
Have you been out on any calls yet?
Yes, I was working yesterday. I actually got off this morning about 7:30 a.m. and we had calls pretty steadily throughout the day yesterday and a couple overnight. And so it's a 24-hour shift that we work in town. So
well,
Yes, yes. But
there's one, there are shifts in firefighters' careers where one shift could be a movie. You could take that 24 hours and you could cut that into like the most compelling movie. Whether it's one call or 11 different calls, it's, you know, we think of firefighters and we think of a burning house or building. But you show up at car accidents, you show up like when a guy gets a weird body part stuck in something.
Right.
Guess who has to come and cut it out.
Right. How did you get it stuck in there? Exactly.
Yeah, right. Well, how did this happen?
Right. Why did this come? Why is it in your head?
Yeah.
It's a poor turn.
For example, yesterday we went around and we checked sprinkler systems in some of the buildings in town, and there was somebody who needed a new smoke detector installed in their home. So we went by and did that too. So, and there's medical calls, which unfortunately right now, you know, with COVID, there's people who need some help. Yeah. So those are the more common type of calls that we're dealing with. And the more that we can keep the public safe and work on fire prevention, then the less actual house fires and rescuing anybody that we hopefully have to do.
Good for you. Good for you. Really. Congratulations.
Really.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Yeah, you see, you hear the hesitation. Like, why are you asking me how old I am?
This was not part of the academy at all.
Okay.
You're so accomplished.
Career change.
No, it's just
career
such change. It's a badass thing to do.
It's so
badass.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And if anyone else, you know, wants to, you were talking about the test that towns offer. Fairfield is part of a test that we have coming up. It's due in February. If anyone wants to apply, there's 13 different departments on it. So always actively recruiting. Anyone might be excited to join the fire service. I can shoot the link over to one of your producers if you'd like, and throw it up on social media or something
we
like
love
that.
It, yeah.
Maybe we can get some of your listeners to apply.
Oh, that'd be great. You know, that's how Chaz became an EMT. He heard Tom G talking about the Stanford Fire Department testing for folks, and he got interested in it.
See, so there you go.
What's
and that's
the
big test that Stanford does?
What's the starting salary for Fairfield?
Starting salary for Fairfield is close to $70,000 a year.
Wow,
that's great. I mean, you think about you're risking your life. But
seriously, yeah.
You know, it's great pay.
It's a calling.
Yeah, it is
it
a
is.
Calling.
It is. No one called me.
It certainly feels like
no one called
no
you.
One called not yet. Not
they
yet,
call least. Out for me. You okay? That's about it. Yeah.
Well, we're very excited to hear this story, and it's really cool that you did this, and I'm sure your family's proud of you, and we're very proud too. So, helmet number 30.
Yay!
Congratulations. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a happy new year.
You too. Thank you.
You too. Yeah, send us that link, please.
Absolutely. Will do.
Thank you. Caitlin Clarkson Pereira. Congratulations. That's good stuff, man.
That's cool.
What you gonna do in 2022?
Hey! What to do in 22?
AJ, do you have any goals?
I wrote a couple down.
Oh, very good.
Get in shape. I suppose be a shape.
Okay.
I want to have a new comedy set, do more shows.
Wait. Those are two different things now? Have new
my
material.
New material and more show. Okay, so maybe, I guess, two other ones?
So that would be three goals. Get in shape, get new material for your show,
right.
And have more shows.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we've done a couple more.
All right.
Make more money.
Make more money. Well, that'll help with more shows.
Exactly. Right. Okay. A little more ching in the pocket there. And learn that kick that Richard Gere did in that Officer and a Gentleman.
Did we do this already?
No.
He did the one punch knockout.
Right. Now I want to do that thing he did. When the guy knocked his hat off and he did that swinging kick and took the guy out.
You'd probably rip your hernia mesh open if you do that.
Maybe he gets a belly button again, though.
That's true.
Maybe he just rips just enough.
I find my belly button. And he would sing, "Let's go up where we belong."
Those are fun goals.
Yeah.
Why do you want to do that kick?
I don't know. I just
always picture yourself doing that to, like, Phil?
No, not to Phil, but there are a-holes out there.
Okay.
You know.
So you would do it on someone?
Yeah. Oh, no, if I learned it. Oh, no, it's in the itinerary there. It's
so
in the
you
pocket.
Wanna learn, you want to learn something.
That if someone messes with me, I can just obliterate them, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, that's a goal.
Thank you.
Okay.
Other stuff, too, in there, but those are the basic ones right now.
Those are the main ones.
Yes.
How often are you almost getting into fights that you need to know this?
You know what I think, Phil? I think that's probably 87,000 times a day he thinks about killing one of us.
One of us?
Yeah. No, not one of you guys.
Mostly Phil.
Or all of us.
No. No.
Yeah.
But
no, you definitely fantasize about that then.
I have angst and anger, yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there are people
you
who mess
with
you.
You totally do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been going on since I was a little kid. You would think at some point in your life it would stop, but it does not. So I figure if I have this roundhouse kick thing going on, at least I can say, okay, make example of one person.
I can tell you right now, you'll have to stop wearing flip-flops.
Nah. If I catch up my heel.
Oh. The last thing I want is, like, your big toe hitting my mouth.
Exactly. Well, then you guys, then you shouldn't mess with me, okay?
I'll tell you what, that fight's over right then.
Say hello to my big toe.
I'm running to a sink or mouthwash or something.
There you go, see?
Imagine his, like, big toenail, just like a razor blade across your face.
Ah.
You're spending way too much time on this kick, but thank you.
Athletes fall on your face.
Ashley, do you have goals for 2022?
Yeah, I'd like to be more flexible. I think that would be fun.
More like movement? Or?
Yeah, I just, you know, I can barely bend over and touch my toes. I'm not very flexible.
Oh, you mean real flexible?
Yeah, I was curious about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Real flexible.
Like physically flexible.
Right. Yes, like, my body. Not
like a bendy straw.
Not my point of view. Yes.
Not morality. I thought you meant like I'll let Eric pick where we go on vacation.
Oh, no.
No.
Physically.
No, she's a dictator
flexible.
Like that.
Yes.
Yeah, she wants to bend over backwards for real. Yes.
I'd like to be a better singer, so AJ lets me do a duet with him.
Okay.
That's another reason why.
Yeah. And, you know, just some self-care, some meditation maybe I think would help.
Medication, definitely.
No, meditation.
Are you sure?
Meditation.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that because I don't know how to stay quiet for very long.
Is that real meditation, honestly? Is that real?
I think so.
I don't think it's real. I think folks just like they spent all this money on learning meditation. They don't want to seem stupid, so they just turn around and pretend. Oh, I'm really
I don't know how to quiet my mind. I'm always worrying. I'm always thinking about something. How do I just be quiet?
Become rich.
AJ thinks meditation, which has been around for thousands of years, is just fake.
Just a bunch of hooey. One guy
acting
did
like
it.
Their minds.
One guy
clear.
Claimed he had it. The other person paid money to do it, and it's been going on all this time. I spent $49.95 on this meditation thing. So you've been good?
All right. It's, Beth Fitzgerald is a certified life coach and author. She's on the phone. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Good. We're putting our goals together now.
If you were listening, you know.
I was enjoying listening to what you're looking to do in 2022. I particularly like the Richard Gere kick.
Thank you. See?
Yeah. Well, where do you start? I mean, people, I have some basic ones that I have every January, like lose weight. Yeah. I think a lot of people are listening, thinking, "Yeah, me too."
Right.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Of course.
How do you start with that one? Where do you even begin?
I was going to donate blood.
Maybe lighter.
Everybody starts the year with lose weight, and I guess the best question is, you know, what did your weight look like a year ago? Right? Because if it's still the same, then have you been working on the same 10 or 15 pounds for 10 or 15 years? I think the answer to that really is that it's about how you write the goal out. So lose weight isn't really a great goal because there's not a lot.
You'll always have
that.
To lose weight.
How about fitting those pants? Can you write that one down?
Right.
Ooh, good one.
The question is like how, right? So what are you going to do about it? How are you going to lose the weight? Is it about, I have a friend who runs marathons and part of her goals last year was to lose 10 pounds. And she said, I ran, I forget, 3-4 marathons. I forget, something crazy. But to lose weight, she didn't budge on her weight. And she goes, how did that happen? And so losing weight is about regulating what you put in your mouth. And it's not necessarily all about exercise. So to just write lose weight leaves it out there kind of hanging. Like, what does that mean? It leaves it super nebulous. And so if you can define that goal better and saying more specifically, are you going to change your diet? Are you going to pick up a regular exercise routine? Like, how are you going to get there? So just lose weight is just too broad and too nebulous a goal. So if you can narrow it down exactly how you're going to do it and why, why is really key to why you want to do it. Makes it more
the why
achievable.
Of that is obvious, no?
Right, to fit in a car.
You think it's obvious, right? But why? Like, is it because you're uncomfortable? Is it because you want to fit in your old clothes? Is it because
Wedding.
You have a reunion coming up? Like, what is why?
We'll have a why.
Yeah, that's the motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you have your why, then you can keep going. And I think, you know, that most resolutions fail, just so you know. They fail by January 15th, which is pretty incredible, right? And so if they fail by January 15th, why do they fail? Well, it's because, you know, we run into a roadblock and then we quit. And so for all your listeners, I would just say this. Like, if I can give you any piece of advice for the whole year, like, just don't quit. Just make your first resolution that I will not quit. And be kind to yourself. I mean, it's been a rough couple of years, right? My whole family just had COVID. I'm sorry for the squeaky voice, but that's part of this lovely virus that ran through our house. And
I'm sitting at home right now with it, so I hear you.
Yeah,
the common
I'm
bond
sorry.
Here. Yes.
I'm sorry. It was unpleasant, but not super unpleasant. This is my second bout, so I had the OG, and now I have Omicron. So
okay, so you had did you get COVID before we had a vaccine?
Yeah.
Well,
that was scary. It was a scary time.
It was a little scary. Three out of the six of us got it in October, November of 2020 before the vaccine. And then we all got it at Christmas time. So I think six out of six of us have it. My son right now is showing signs, but he's the last one.
Damn.
No.
But we're all vaccinated and it hasn't been too bad. So I'm sorry.
It's interesting over the... Oh, yeah, no, thank you. But over the break, you know, we had a lot of things happen. Not only did Jennifer and I get COVID, but Jennifer lost her uncle, who was more like a father to her. Oh. And there's nothing like going to a funeral and a wake to get your mind right as to what's important in life.
Right. Right.
And boy, when you walk out of a loved one's funeral or wake, you really you don't sweat the small stuff.
Mm-mm.
You know, you realize that you got to focus on the bigger things. Like being a good person, you know?
Yeah.
And
I'm sure when you heard that eulogy, it reminded you of who you wanted to be.
He delivered it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's when you sit down and you hear someone eulogized, you think, at least I do, I think, man, I got a lot of catching up to do.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it adjusted my priorities for this year. And one of my goals is to be a better family man.
Mm.
You know?
That's fabulous.
So, yeah.
And to that, to be a better family man, like I said about losing weight, let's talk about that a second. You know, to be a better family man, what does that mean? Define that. What changes will you make, right? So be a better family man. Does that mean that, you know, one thing that I think is really great about being a better family man or woman that I have absolutely written that as a goal is that when anyone speaks to me, I will give them my undivided attention.
Right.
So I won't be looking at my phone. I won't be, let me just finish this. Yeah. I say, give me a second and let me put this down because I want me to be looking at you and I want you to know that I'm hearing every word you're saying. And there's no better gift you can give someone than your undivided attention.
I'm sorry, what?
That's good. Very quick witted.
He was serious.
I was getting a text. Just kidding.
No, that's the thing. We're going to have a family get together once a month here, and everybody's invited, and whoever can make it can make it, and whoever can't, fine. But, you know, I want to see these people. I don't want 3 to 6 months to go by, and I see them, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
How's it going? I saw, you did something on Facebook there. I don't want to learn about my family through Facebook or text.
No.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's precious. You know, Jim Rohn says that, you know, time or money, he said, you can take my money. Take my money all day long, he said, because I can earn that back, he said, but I can't get time back. Time is priceless. And to your point, time with family is absolutely priceless.
It's why we're here.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we forget that.
Exactly.
Forget that. Until you go to a funeral, then you're like, oh, right, this is why we're here.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, it's a nice wake-up call.
Yeah, so AJ's goal is going to be the kick. We're going to focus on that one on the air.
Yeah.
Ashley's is going to be the singing.
Phil, do you have one we could do on the air?
I definitely need to lose weight. I weighed myself right before Christmas. I was the heaviest I've ever been by like a solid 12 pounds.
Wow. And you're getting married this year.
Yeah, May. So I like, it's time. Like, I got to start moving.
Oh, yeah.
If you dress in black, it makes you look thinner.
You should do jumping jacks right now at your computer. Your mic.
The lights are off and everything.
So that is definitely on my mind. I did used to really enjoy donating blood. I made a joke about it before, but that was something that I did a lot of that I stopped during the pandemic. So I'd like to start that again.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
I think the weight thing is something we could follow on the air.
Oh, man, it was bad.
We could combine my kick and his losing blood.
That's a good one.
Right.
When I feel my best, I'm usually between like 175 and 180, and I was nearly 200 pounds right before Christmas. I was like, man. Yeah. I thought it'd be like maybe 190, like I could live with that. Like I was like, oh, I can't deny what's going on here.
Weight is going to be mine for on-air purposes. I want to stop swearing, but I don't swear on the air, so you won't be able to measure that on the show.
In between breaks, though.
Who's keeping the tally?
Where are we at with that story?
So when you have a goal, like some folks want to change their career, some folks want to lose weight, so you start with the why.
Yeah, that's the best place. You know, Phil has a wedding coming up, and so he's got 12 pounds to lose. That's about 2 pounds. A month, which is so doable. And then if you put it on the air and you have accountability, that's another key way to being successful. Have someone that you're accountable to that you have to answer to. So if in May you're still at 200 and you haven't lost a pound, you will have been answering to someone throughout the course of those 5 months and saying, hey, you know what, like, what can I do differently? What can I change so that I can start to take the weight off? Because something I'm doing isn't right. But when we don't answer to anybody, then we can hide behind it, and no one's asking us any questions. So that's where the resolution usually fails.
Weight for men is just such an easy goal, though. Like, it's almost cheating. It's like they think about losing weight, and it's like, oh, 10 pounds in a week, no problem.
Okay, maybe Eric, who's a former MMA fighter in his 30s.
It's so hard to lose weight as a woman. It's so hard.
A country song here?
You're giving yourself a pass right now.
She is.
I'm just saying, it is difficult. Harder for women than
it is for men. You're already saying that it's harder for me, therefore I'm going to be overweight at my wedding. Eric may not be, but I will be.
Right. I'm just doing this on Friday.
I was doing so well, and then Thanksgiving happened.
Beth, talk to her, please.
Do something.
She knows it's easier for men. She knows. She knows.
It is easier for men, but as a woman and a 57-year-old woman, so it's getting harder and harder for me. It is possible, and one thing along the way is figure out what works for you that will make it enjoyable for you, and also have some reward system. So of course, food cannot be your reward system if losing weight is what you're looking for.
Yeah, you can't do cheesecake.
Damn it.
No, but if you're cursing, you know, then one great reward system is kind of an anti-reward system for cursing. You can throw a dollar in a jar every time you curse, and everyone that's going to hold you accountable that hears it's going to make you throw a dollar, and maybe you donate that to charity at the end of the year. Every quarter you donate and say, hey, you know, and the goal is that, you know, if you're successful by the end of the year and not cursing at all, then maybe you make another donation to charity just because you were successful, whatever it is. But
that's good.
But there are reward systems that, like, my goal when I lose weight is things like socks, right? Like, I love a good sock in my running shoe, and I'm not a real runner, but or something. Maybe, you know, you said you wanted to be more flexible, maybe you're going to do yoga, and so if you stick to the plan, then maybe you can treat yourself to a new yoga shirt or new yoga pants or whatever.
But it's shopping,
or yogurt.
I like it.
It's about treating yourself along the way. If it's all, you know, our mind is set up to save us from despair, right? So it doesn't want us to be injured or hurt in any way. And so,
well, where is it when a pizza arrives? Where is my mind then?
Eating.
Your mind is saying, eat it. You deserve it. You deserve it. But isn't necessarily going to get you where you want to be.
Right.
Well, he wants to be full. So I'm going to say yes on that one.
Yes, I want to be full. My goal is to be full right now.
Yeah, my goal is to finish entire pizza.
I'll reset the goal after I eat the pizza.
Exactly right.
So.
But you can't make peace off limits, right? Like, if you make peace off limits for me, then I get really angry and grumpy. And so I'm like, all right, I can have it, but maybe it's on Friday and maybe it's one slice as opposed to two, or, you know, extra cheese or the Sicilian style, right?
I think two slices has to be the minimum.
Yeah.
No one has one slice.
No one does once. It's like one potato chip.
So if you're a guy, two slices is fine. For a woman, one slice is like, all right, I can do that and a salad, and maybe I can get to my goal and not deprive myself of everything. I mean, nobody can live on deprivation completely. It just doesn't work.
No, you'd be surprised.
The mind will eventually resist, and that's when you'll quit the resolution.
You know you eat a lot of pizza when you order a large and the person who owns the place walks over, sees what you left, and said, "Wow, you did a good job on that."
Who's a hungry boy?
Did the rest of your table leave already?
We're closing soon.
No, Jennifer had salad.
Oh.
Yeah, I knocked off almost a whole large pizza.
Look at you.
I'm like, yeah, I guess that says something about maybe I just have four or five slices instead of 11.
Well, it's a thin crust, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you cut the slices bigger, you only had like two slices. It was half the pie. So
All right, Beth, we're gonna link up to your stuff on our radio station website. Then we'll check in with you on 30 days, see how we're doing.
That's great. So I want to see a video of the Richard Gere kick. I want to see Ashley touching her toes. And Phil down maybe a couple of pounds, and better family time.
Right.
And Chaz walking past the pizzeria.
And waving at it.
All right. Thank you, Beth. Yeah. Appreciate it.
You got it. Good luck, everybody. I hope you're successful.
Thank you. Let's check in with Jeff in Louisville, Kentucky, who's been on hold for about 40 minutes.
Oh.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Good morning.
Yeah, me again. Calling in on the motivations for losing weight. Any man over 55 knows that when I say the reason why I want to lose some weight is that I have enough for a B cup, like a B cup bra.
Oh.
And so I'm going to be getting into a band again, playing out. And so, you know, being up on stage, you kind of want to look good.
What do you play?
Unless it's Meatloaf.
What? Yeah, right.
Your Meatloaf.
What instrument do you play?
I'm a drummer.
Oh, cool. Got to hop in a kit. That's good.
Get big cymbals.
Right. Larger drums. Go. More rack toms.
Well, yeah. I was in a band. We were playing 80 dates a year. That's three times a month. So I was able to stay in shape. But I'm 58, and it's harder to lose weight. And I disagree. It's harder for men to lose weight the older you get because of your metabolism. But one thing I notice is, and I forget, that if I eat Special K, the weight just drops off.
Wow.
What?
And then as far as eating pizza, I did really well yesterday. Oh, we had meatloaf.
You eat Special K all the time? That's all you eat?
No.
You got to have more than that, Jeff.
Yeah.
Is it a form of meth by any chance?
What do you mean you eat Special K? Like, if I go and have a bowl of Special K now, I'm going to lose weight?
Well, every morning, yeah. No bread.
Every morning, as opposed to what were you eating?
So I cheated today. I had fried eggs with lobster bisque. And,
delicious.
Okay. All right. Wow. I gotcha. So if you're normally having something like that, then you eat Special K. You just make that one change. I talk to people. I see them. I'm like, what happened to you? They said, I just stopped putting sugar in my coffee. I'm like, wow, how much sugar were you putting in your coffee?
Yeah, seriously, right.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I got rid of after the holidays. Yeah, no more cookies.
When you say sugar, you mean cupcakes?
Sometimes, yeah.
maybe we could do that. We could have a couple tribe members call in right now and tell us that one thing they changed that made a world of difference. Because switching from this crazy breakfast that you would have to Special K... That's a good one.
Yeah,
that was one meal a day. You switched out one meal a day, made a world of difference.
And then I cut back, on the other foods. And I think Special K is a rice-based cereal.
Couldn't tell you.
You eat it all the time. No, you would know.
Right. What does it taste like to you?
It tastes great.
Yeah, K stands for rice.
Right.
And
can someone look up Special K? Phil, can you check this?
The case has ketamine.
Special K. I doubt there's any rice in it.
Special ketamine.
It is made primarily from...
I'm at like 186 pounds. I'm usually at like 176.
Wow.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, let's say that's normal for...
All right, listen, I'm going to go. Jeff, what do you do for a living?
I work from home for Humana.
Oh, okay. Good. All right.
So I have a lot of desk time, but I just moved the office.
I could tell.
So to speak, down in the basement. So the stairs up going upstairs, you know, it's about 13 stirrups. So it's about, I think it's a flight of stairs. I think it's about 12 steps. So on the average, I'm walking stirrups. Probably. Yeah, stirrups, I know. That's what they call them. I love it.
That'd be a gynecologist.
or a horse.
How are you doing at work, Jeff? Are people happy with what you're doing there at Humana?
Right now, I'm multitasking. What I do is, and I can say this without getting into a non-disclosure agreement, is that I just entered facilities, doctors and their hours. So, like, if you went to, like, here we have a Norton's Hospital. So I forgot what we have in Connecticut. But if you went to a, you know, you have a bunch of docs and you have your PCPs and whatnot, that's what I do.
I wasn't really that interested.
I'm sorry?
But it sounds interesting.
Yeah, it sounds challenging.
You're able to multitask the
PCP part.
To be honest with you, it's kind of a stoner's job. Like, you kind of just data entry. But
all right.
A lot of times when we enter
I'm doing a non-stoner job right now. So I'm gonna roll. Thank you, brother.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Jeff.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too, man.
All right, you too. Man, I love a job like that.
Which is right?
No, I appreciate Jeff.
No, it's cool.
The Special K thing has me interested.
Did you
look up the ingredients?
Yeah, rice is the primary ingredient.
Really?
Yep. Ingredients are rice, wheat, gluten, sugar, defatted wheat germ. That's
Wait,
one.
Wait, the first ingredient, number
rice.
One ingredient is rice.
Rice.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
And I think they have like flavors like chocolate and strawberry and stuff like that.
They do. There's 15 different varieties.
Yeah.
All right. That doesn't sound healthy.
Chocolatey Delight is one.
Vanilla almond is good.
That is one. Fruit
yes.
and yogurt. Oats and honey.
You know what's good in Special K? Raisins. That's the
Ew.
Only place that they're good.
No raisins. Ew.
Just in cereal.
Ew.
I want dead grapes.
Yeah, really.
But they get re-plumpy when you put the milk on them.
Zombie grapes.
If something has to be re-plumpy. Not my mouth, man. Nothing re-plumpy in my mouth.
Re-plumpy.
Yeah. I don't want something to plump up in my mouth, man.
Jesus.
Yeah, it ain't happening. I'm good.
Yeah.
It's going to be Ashley after her wedding.
You know, if you eat pizza early in the morning, you burn off the rest of the day. Yeah.
Because they're shriveled.
Yeah, I don't think
raisins.
They come to life in my mouth, man. I'm good.
I think Jeff's going to do good with his goal. He only has 10 pounds to lose.
Yeah.
He's walking up these stirrups.
Yep.
The stirrups.
With the Special
He's
K.
Eating a Special K.
Right.
He's multitasking at work.
He just needs some more human contact, it sounded like.
He does.
Yeah,
He's
he
in
does.
The basement.
Yep.
He was on hold for 40 minutes.
I showed it. I have to talk to somebody.
I've never heard stairs called anything else besides stairs.
Right. Staircase,
It'd be a
maybe?
A step?
Yeah. A step. There you go.
Yeah, I have 12 steps. Stair ups.
But they only go up,
ups?
Though.
Right.
You can't take them down.
Well, you don't want to stare down. I mean, something bad's happening.
That's true.
Yeah. Why are you staring me down?
Well, you only burn calories when you go up, right?
Yeah, you're not, exactly.
You don't burn calories when you're going down.
I don't know. You're moving.
Yeah, you're
your
coasting.
Body's moving.
You're coasting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you fall down, it's faster.
Yeah.
Like I do.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.